Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It is now 9:08 here at WCCO. Welcome to Center Stage, all things arts and entertainment. We just believe you ought to know about it. And we have some great guests for you this hour, starting out as a dear friend and someone I have respected through this industry for a very long time, John Bream. Not having this great Minnesota get together has been more difficult for many of us than we thought. I know for me, I didn't expect to miss it as much. But what do I miss? I miss one of the highlights of the great Minnesota get together, which is the music, the concerts, the dancers dancing to the music, the live bands, the spoken word, the teen area, all of it, and multiple stages, something for everyone, both in the grandstand and on free stages. But the show won't go on this year due to COVID-19. However, John Bream is joining us, the legendary music critic for the Star Tribune, and he won't let the 2020 State Fair die so easily. He's joining us now on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline. Hey, John.
Hi, Geraldine. I can barely hear you. Can you have them turn them up, please?
Oh, I sure hope so. We've been having a problem tonight with my microphone. I have a brand new computer, so we don't know what it is, but we're working on it. Can you hear me, John?
If you could turn up just a tad more, please.
All right. We are trying. We are trying. Is it getting better?
That's better. Thank you.
All right. So welcome back to Center Stage, John.
Always a pleasure to be with you.
Okay. So this whole Star Tribune virtual state fair, how did it come together?
Well, our editors, before the state fair announced that they were canceling it, they came to myself and Chris Riemenschneider, our other music critic, and said, we're thinking of doing a virtual state fair. We're going to do all sorts of things. And one of the things we want to do is a virtual grandstand and get artists with Minnesota connections to do mini concerts that we'd film in advance and broadcast during the time of the state fair. So Chris and I compiled a list, and we kind of curated a list and reached out to different artists, and we had 14 artists respond that they were interested.
Okay, so that makes sense to me, but when you were helping to put this together, were there artists that you wish you could have added that just wouldn't work out, or maybe they weren't available, or maybe you couldn't get in touch with them?
You mean you want to know the artists that didn't respond or said no?
Just a couple that you really wanted in.
Well, I'll let you know, we did not reach out to Bob Dylan, or we did not reach out to Lizzo. We tried to be practical, even though they have great Minnesota connections, but... We tried to reach out to artists that had Minnesota connections or had played the state fair a lot or whatever, and we also wanted a diversity of artists to represent the diversity of music that we have in Minnesota. So we reached out for a few national artists. We got Lucinda Williams, Lyle Lovett, Andre Simone, and then we got from the array of artists we have in the Twin Cities, including yourself. You are the number one watch video on StarTribune.com today, Geraldine.
Oh, my goodness. That's amazing. I'm so honored to be a part of it, John. So honored. Thank you so much for suggesting it. And then Corey Wong, who has taken off to become a national artist, is on tomorrow, correct?
Yes. And he has been sitting in with the band on Late Night with Stephen Colbert. And he's a great guitar player. And he plays solo on our grandstand, but then next weekend he'll be at Crooner's in Fridley with Dave Koz, the smooth jazz saxophonist.
It's incredible. Lyle Lovett, Dan Wilson, Lady Midnight, Nachita Herrera, Molly Mayer, Cat Perkins, and Nicholas David. Can't wait to hear that group. That's on September 7th. They close it out for Labor Day.
Yeah, we got them to do a duet together.
You did? That's going to be smoking. I tell both of them all the time, I can't wait to perform with you guys live. I have to ask you this question before you go, because you have put together and published some great, beloved cocktail table books so far. Would this turn into another one for you? Are you looking at using all of this information and how
I'm sorry, your voice is fading out again.
Okay, are you able to use all of this information from this virtual Minnesota State Fair and create a cocktail table book?
Oh, I don't know if that lends itself to something like that, but always trying to come up with new ideas for books, but I don't have any projects in the works right now, but you never know. I mean, this whole pandemic we've gone through always gives us new ideas. Music is taking on different forms. Musicians are finding different alternatives, so maybe we'll come up with a plan, but I don't have anything in the works right now.
That's my final question for you, John. How are you doing during this pandemic?
Well, believe it or not, we're keeping busy. There's not major concerts to cover, but there's lots of things in the musical world right now to cover. I've done stories on, say, a super fan who bought two of Bob Dylan's childhood homes, one in Duluth, one in Hibbing. I did a story on this long-lost Jimmy Page guitar from Led Zeppelin that was stolen in Minneapolis in 1970, has been here anonymously for 45 years and got returned to Jimmy Page. So we're finding other stories to do, interviews with a Edina author who wrote a book about James Brown. People like Molly Mayer are releasing new albums. Sounds of Blackness had a great protest song, Sick and Tired. So there's lots of things to write about, even though there's not a lot of high-profile concerts.
Did you hear anything about what happened in Washington today when it came, or yesterday when it came to the, you know, the March on Washington, trying to recreate that moment?
No, I didn't hear anything. I wasn't able to follow that news.
I wasn't either. I really wanted to know who performed and that sort of thing, but I thought I'd ask you to see if you knew. But it's a pleasure, always a pleasure, to have you join us tonight.
Well,
join
thank
us
you.
Anytime.
My pleasure to be with you, and thanks for participating in the Star Tribune virtual mini grandstand. And your performance, which was premiered at noon today, is still available at startribune.com/fair, so people can watch it anytime and really enjoy it.
StarTribune.com. Thank you so much for joining us, John. Take care.
My pleasure. Thanks, Sherilyn. Take care.
All right. We're going to take a little break. We'll see if we can get Patty Peterson on. We're going to talk about this relief session that Mick Sterling has put together out in Burnsville. You heard us interview him not long ago, and we're just hoping that he will be able, that Patty will be able to give us an update on what she's doing out there. I know a lot of the artists that are hitting that stage out in Burnsville, it is rain or shine most of the time, but sometimes if it's storming, you got to stop performing. Hey, that rhymes. If it's storming, you got to stop performing. Oh, my gosh. I crack me up, y'all. I crack me up. All right, Jonathan, we're going to take a break and come back with Patty Peterson soon.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I am so excited here at 9:18 at WCCO to have my sister girlfriend Patty Peterson join us to talk about what she's doing on Thursday's calendar, her personal calendar. It's called the Relief Sessions in Burnsville, and she joins us now. Hey, sister girlfriend.
How are you, Geraldine Steele?
I'm doing fine. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. It's a little soft, but it's fine.
Yeah, we're trying to find out how to stop this from sounding so soft, but it's a brand new computer, so we haven't figured it out yet, but we will. Okay, so first of all, I miss seeing you. I just want you to know that.
I miss seeing you, too, and we've lived so much life together. It's just so fun to be able to hear your voice on the phone and to catch up and let everybody listen. How about that?
How about that? Okay, so you guys are a part of the Relief Sessions. Tell me who are the all-star women that are joining you on Thursday.
Oh, Geraldine, this is such a fun concept that I created in about 2015. The Jazz Women All-Stars are the women we know and love in the Twin Cities. And rather than when I would play in a configuration, the women being the exception, they are the rule in this band. So joining me on drums is Sheila Early, bass is Joan Griffith, and she'll probably play guitar on something as well. Beautiful acoustic guitar. And then Mary Louise Knutson is on piano. She's Doc Severinsen's keyboard player.
She's
in addition
amazing,
to being a
by the
brilliant
way.
Jazz performer herself.
Right.
Sue Orfield is on saxophone. Oh, she will knock you out. And my sister Linda has not been with the group for a period of time, so she'll be a special guest on Thursday, and of course I'll be singing as well.
This is exciting. I love seeing you perform, and I see the joy in your face when you're on that stage. What will you be able to bring for this audience? Because they're coming. They want to support musicians. They're out there in Burnsville just saying, hey, what can we do? So what are you going to offer?
Well, first of all, when we talk about jazz, we talk about probably the American songbook and then maybe a little blues. Maybe there's a little more avant-garde with it. But what we bring is the group of women who perform at such an internationally high acclaimed level, and they live right here in our Twin Cities or the surrounding area. So first of all, that kind of professionalism will be displayed on stage, in addition to pure fun and joy in our hearts because of this opportunity to perform at the Relief Sessions, in addition to people are hungry for live music. So really, it is a win-win situation, and I don't know if you've learned anything about what these Relief Sessions are offering people, you know, the car drive-up scenario and the beautiful screens that you would see at a concert on either side of the stage. And really, I mean, it's the new concept, the drive-in music, you know, which is the drive-in theater of the eras before. So anyway, what we're going to bring is fun, quality music, fun vocals, and maybe even a little sing-along. You never know.
Oh, the sing-alongs are the best. Come on, you got to do it. And I did interview Mick Sterling about these relief sessions, and they've been going well. I know people have been talking about it, so it's kind of, you know, out there. People are really spreading the word about the relief session. So tell me what time on Thursday you guys are performing, and are tickets still available?
Tickets are available, and, of course, they can go to thereliefsessions.com, and they'll be able to look at the calendar of dates. And we're on at 5 p.m. Now, this is located in Burnsville, where the City Hall is and the Burnsville Ice Skating Arena is off of Nicollet. So it's really well done, more than one in a car, up to six, I believe. And, it's just such a fun concept with five food trucks and all of that fun stuff. And after us is Stealing Dan, but you would need to get a separate ticket for that as well.
Exactly. And also, how do people pay do they go to that website?
Well, you can go to the website, which is really the easiest. It's also on my website, pattypeterson.com. But it's a Ticketmaster scenario, I do believe. And so that's how they pay. And if there's inclement weather, their Ticketmaster will take care of emailing people well in advance of each concert if it's rain out. In addition to the performers, by the way. But, you know, really when you're in your car and the performers are also going to be in a covered stage, you know, it's really kind of a win-win situation. And there you go.
I'm so
and
excited
the other
for you.
Thing is that's great is I'm being reminded is you don't have to stay in your car. You can bring your chairs and sit adjacent to your car or in front of it as well.
Oh, my goodness. That's cool. Okay. So then when people come and it is raining, they'll be notified that, you know, they're suspecting rain. And will they get a refund or do they just wait to see what's going to happen?
I do believe they get a refund if it's several hours prior and they're having to call the event day of. And
okay.
Then usually if it's, you know, like it just sprinkles a little bit where I live today, that wouldn't stop the show. So I hope
that's good to hear. Yeah, that really helps. And, of course, you said six people to a car, each one of them have to pay, correct?
Oh, yes. I'm so glad you clarified that. Yes, that's exactly right. Each one of them must pay. But, you know, it's a vehicle with the limit of six people in it, which I haven't been in a car with six people in it, I suppose, unless you've got that third seat. But it's supposed to be beautiful, I was informed on Thursday. So we're looking forward to seeing people.
Well, I'm really excited that you're doing this. You stay out front all the time, and I just love it. Tell your family I said hello. The song that we did together, the two families, the Steels and the Petersons, Jason Peterson and Paul Peterson and Ricky, and I mean, Jason wrote the song, right?
Jason wrote the song. And the beautiful
part about
it is that it really is what we can all hope to obtain is the love our two families have for each other. It is possible.
Love can heal the world. Look forward
love
to that.
Love can heal the world. That'll
I can't
be coming
wait.
Out this fall.
I can't wait. This fall.
Can't wait.
It's beautiful. It's always a pleasure, honey. I'll see you soon.
Yes, you will. And thank you, Geraldine. Thank you so much for having me back. Hello to all my former CCO listeners. Love you all and miss you too. Thank you.
Miss you, babe. All right, take care.
You too.
That
bye-bye.
Is my friend and sister, Patty Peterson. And if you don't know who she is, go to her website, pattypeterson.com, or you can go to the Relief Sessions. Again, that's thereliefsessions.com. That's R-E-L-I-E-F, thereliefsessions.com, to look at the whole lineup for that big concert. This is all about helping musicians stay financially relevant, that we can get out there and do what we do. The tickets are not expensive, not as expensive as you think, and it'll give you a chance to really help as often as you can. And there have been other places that this summer we've had a chance to see how it's been helping the artists, like at Crooners and that sort of thing. So I cannot wait till all of the clubs are up and moving again, because we are starting to see fall happen, and they say that it might get worse in the fall. But boy, I'm optimistic and very, very hopeful. That is for sure. All right, we're going to take a break. You've been listening to Center Stage, All Things Arts and Entertainment. Now, I want to let you know that when we get to the 10 o'clock hour, that's for the Mom and Michael hour. And Michael and I will talk about what's happening in Hollywood, losing the man who played Black Panther brought tears to my eyes because that movie changed the lives of so many people of color, as well as young people that had never heard of this story and never thought that they could see someone playing this fictitious person, but at the same time realizing what that could look like and what that could mean to the world. There are Black kings and African kings and queens and people of like Native Americans who are also the spiritual leaders and shamans that are spiritual leaders. So as we try to integrate more, stay tuned, keep watching, keep listening, and learn what is happening in Hollywood. And we're going to talk about that coming up in the 10 o'clock hour. You are listening to Center Stage, All Things Arts and Entertainment. David Young is joining us next coming up. I have never spoken with David that I can remember. I don't remember the name of the group, but now it's called Going to the Sun. It's a mix of earthy, acoustic, playful, electric, pop rock. That's a lot to take in, but I am a pop queen, so I can't wait to hear what they do. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a moment.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
So it appears that we have lost a connection with Gerilyn Steele at this second. We are in the middle of Center Stage. My apologies here. My name is Jonathan Loam, the producer here on the Steel Talking this evening. We are going to try to connect with Gerilyn Steele in just a second. We do have a guest coming on from the band Going to the Sun. His name is David Young, and just give me a second here while we try to get connected with Ms. Steele. Mr. Young, welcome to Center Stage. We do apologize for the technical difficulties. How are you doing this evening?
Oh, I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Good, good, good. So you are a Minneapolis-based band, Going to the Sun. Talk to us about your origin story, if you will, and how you got connected in the Minneapolis music scene.
Absolutely, yeah. So I grew up in Montana, and that's where we draw the name of the band from, Going to the Sun. It's named after this one of the most picturesque drives that you can take in the United States, called Going to the Sun Road in Glacier National Park. And I spent my childhood in Montana, and at about, I guess, right after high school, I moved out here to the Twin Cities, and my brother gave me some advice that I wouldn't ever repeat to anybody else, but he said, "Dave, this is going to sound weird, but I think that you should not go to college, because if you go to college, you're going to have a backup plan and you're not going to do music." And so he was like one of my biggest supporters in doing music. I took his advice, and I came out to Minneapolis, and I started on the path of making music, and I regrets with it. Going to the Sun is a band that has been around since 2012. And this is the second album that we have put out at this point.
I have to tell you, thank you so much for sticking and staying with me. Can you hear me now?
Hey, Gerilyn. I can hear you.
Hey, David. It's great to have you join us tonight. And of
great
course,
to be
it's
got to
be. Yeah, that music sounds just like me, man. I'm up dancing in my seat, you know, trying to stand up. It sounds great. How long have you guys been together?
So Going to the Sun's been together since 2012.
Since 2012.
Going on 8 years.
going on 8 years. And of course, many people expect us to morph into more. You know, they say, okay, what else you got? Does that ever come up with your band? Because you guys have so much type, the various genres of music that you play are pretty expansive. So do people say, okay, what are you going to give us next?
I've been saying that to myself. I enjoy listening to such a broad range of music. It's always interesting to see what comes through and what has my attention at any given time.
Are we there?
I got you.
Okay, all right then. So I apologize for all of the challenges, David. I owe you coffee or something, man.
Oh, no, you don't. No problem at all.
Well, it's really great to have you join us. You have a brand new album out as well, correct?
We do, yeah. Put out during pandemic times. It's called Love Letters from the Western Gate. And the Western Gate is a concept that I came across. Ken Burns, the documentary maker, had a documentary where he, I think it was the Dust Bowl documentary, where he introduced the concept of the Western Gate. And the Western Gate is a place held sacred by Native people in California, the Chumash people, as a portal, a doorway where souls leave this life at our death and enter into the next realm.
Yeah.
And I was really taken with that idea of the Western Gate being a physical place where that transformation happens. And so that kind of became a touchstone for this album. Listening for voices from the other side of the Western Gate or trying to throw messages across it, trying to live a good life while we're on this side of it.
I expected that. When I saw the title, Western Gate, I said, okay, Love Letters from the Western Gate has got to be something more spiritual than human, right? Knowing that you were able to speak through music from this perspective, what have people been saying to you? Have they said, hey, this feels different for the band?
We've got some really positive feedback. The thing that we haven't been able to do is actually get out and play this music live. So the way that we've been able to connect with people has just been online, and made a music video for the first time, and that's kind of the lemonade of these pandemic times, is finding new ways to reach that audience. To your question, it does feel like a bit of a progression. I wouldn't say that it's necessarily a departure. The first album was also very much from a spiritual place, and really explored the whole themes of loss and life. The whole band, this band was born, it was kind of started out as a side project and then became a main project after my wife and I went through some loss in our life. And I wanted something that would really dive into grief, but into the full picture of grief. I think sometimes when people hear grief, they think, oh, this is going to be sad. And there is some heaviness, there is some sadness, but for the most part, there's a lot of joy and a lot of love, because if you really dive into grief, you're also, it's connected to the inverse of grief is love. That's the reason we feel grief, is because we have felt love so deeply. Along with that, it also helps me to feel joy and appreciation for the things in our life that we do have. So I think in some ways this album is a continuation of these themes, but a progression as well.
You know, here's the thing, David. What we've learned is that it's the intimate piece that we're looking for. You know, joy is something that comes from God. Happiness is fleeting. So when we can connect intimately with the artist that we love, the music that moves us to our core, that's what's important, and that's what you have decided to do with this particular album. I'm looking forward to hearing more about it. So tell me, what's your favorite song, and then tell me what is the song you wish you had put on the album?
My favorite song on this album?
Yeah.
Yeah. There are a lot of them. I think probably the one that puts the biggest smile on my face is a song called Broken Still Beating. Mm-hmm. And it's a song about there are things that can be taken away from us, but there is a, speaking to what you were just saying, there is a joy that can't be taken away from us despite what circumstances we may go through. And so it's a good message, but also it's kind of a dance groove. Just makes me want to turn it up. And we had a couple special guest singers for this song. Tanya Hughes and Sarah Renner joined us.
And Sarah Renner, oh my gosh, you have two of the best, man.
Just brought it to the next level. It was so fun. So fun having them join us on this.
Well done. Well done, David. We sure look forward to hearing more of it. And make sure you keep us posted on what's going on with you, how the music is going. And it's not an easy time to all of a sudden put out an album, but it is available right now to stream. Where do people go find it?
They can go anywhere. You know, it's on Spotify. It's on our website, goingtothesunmusic.com. All the big streaming platforms have it.
And we want to make sure people know that it's Going to the Sun, as in S-U-N, goingtothesunmusic.com. Check it out.
Yes.
You got all the genres I love, and I love what I just heard. So looking forward to it, David. Take care. You stay in contact with me, okay?
Thank you so much, Geraldine. It's really an honor. Appreciate it.
Take care, sir. Take care.
You too.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back with Miles Campbell. DJ Miles per hour. I don't know what that means, but I can't wait to find out. You're listening to Center Stage, All Things Arts and Entertainment, and we'll be back in just a moment. Well, it took a year and a half, but the wait was worth it for Twin Cities DJ Miles Campbell. DJ Miles per hour, as he is known, dropped a single this week called Falling for You. He had the music all set before collaborating with fellow U of M student Dobbs on the track. Miles is joining me now on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline. And, of course, he is excited to talk about his new work, and I'm excited to hear it. How you doing, DJ?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Why do they call you DJ Miles per hour?
It was a name that I picked out for myself when I was about 14 years old, when I first started making music. And it just kind of stuck as a nickname.
Okay, so first of all, people are talking about you, and that's got to feel pretty good. Did you expect it? You've been working hard for that to happen. So did you expect it to come?
What was that?
You expected it to happen?
I was not expecting it for this song. I was not expecting the song to be so popular, but it feels amazing, and I'm very, very excited about it.
Yeah, you've hit it, man. And so now where do you go? Do you have a whole album that you've dropped?
I'm going to continue to release singles currently. I have several other songs that I'm sitting on and that I'm looking forward to releasing over the next few months into the new year.
You know, a lot of people wanted you to drop a song, and you finally did it. How much longer is it going to take you to drop the whole album?
I would love to drop an album in about a year. I think that would be very exciting, and I think it's a doable thing to do.
Yeah. Do you have clarity on what you're looking for in the album? I mean, are you able to bring forth a lot of music as you're thinking about this album and starting to record?
Yes, I have a concept for what I want to do for the album and the direction that I want to go artistically. I have plans. I have collaborations that I want to do and kind of a vision for the whole thing.
So, Miles, you are one of those enigmas. You know, a lot of people say, this guy is interesting and we want to hear more, but he's kind of quiet. What do you say to those people who think that you're quiet? Are you?
I'm not. Once you get to know me, I have plans, and I've been working hard to put on music and surprise people. And I think, you know, it's good to be quiet at first when you're working and building up your catalog. And now it's time for me to be loud.
Yeah, exactly. This is the time, especially while you're hot. So how do you prepare for the music when you start recording? What is your process?
You're cutting out. I didn't hear that last question. I'm sorry.
What is your process for recording?
So I have a studio in my house, and on my laptop, I just use my headphones and some speakers, and I sit down and I just write some chords, and from there, the songs pretty much build themselves. I sit and I produce the whole thing, the drums, the melodies, I use synthesizers, all of that. The entire song and all of the elements are written by me. So it's a very long process, but it's something that I've gotten better at over time and have kind of mastered my creative process.
Okay, so once this is done, I mean, are you thinking of touring more? Are you thinking of changing the genre of music that you do?
I would love to tour. I love playing shows. I love performing. I love the adrenaline and the excitement that I get from that. And I would love to do as many shows as possible and tour. I would like to, so this is the first step. Fallen for You is the first step in the direction I want to go musically right now. I want to make music that is emotional and that is exciting and uplifting. And so that's pretty much my goal right now.
And that's exactly what we need. So this is called electronic music?
It is. It's a subgenre of dance music called progressive house. And it's known for being very uplifting, very exciting, emotional, and it's something that I connected with at a young age and dreamt of making and dreamt of performing in this genre.
So we all have these incredible songs inside of us, or as artists, we want to perform, we want to get on the stage. Yet it seems like when one door opens, another closes. And then this pandemic, it seems like a lot of doors are closing. But you had an opportunity for a door to open. How did that work?
Yeah, when everything shut down, I decided that I was going to use this as a time to work super hard and really just get my artistic vision set and plan and continue to grind and just make things happen. And so I've been writing lots of music. I even did a live-streamed DJ set where I played for 2 hours with a couple of my friends at a warehouse in Northeast Minneapolis. And that was super fun and exciting. So even though, like, shows are closed down, I found ways to perform, to get my music out there, and to keep the momentum going.
And keeping that momentum is not easy, but you have some great ideas to do it. What could you tell people that are thinking about it, saying, I know it's a pandemic, but I want to start by putting out a song just like Myles Campbell did, DJ Miles Per Hour? What would you tell them?
To do it. Follow your dreams. I mean, you never know what's going to happen unless you do something. If you don't do something, you're never going to know what could happen. And so work hard, put out music. You know, be proud of the art that you're putting out, because it's you. And that is so special. And so I think if you're thinking about something, or if you have music that you haven't released and you want to, put it out. You never know what could happen. I never expected this song to do what it's doing. And if I had never put it out, I would never have known that, you know?
Yes, the things we don't expect that can sometimes bring us great joy, right?
Yes, very much so.
And I do want to jump in here. We did get in touch with DJ Miles Per Hour from last hour on Center Stage. If you want to get in touch with him, talk to him about his music, what's coming up next for him, the best ways to get in touch with him are through either Instagram or Twitter, and it's going to be the same handle on either social media platform, at MPH_music. Again, at M as in Mary, P as in phone, H is in Harry, _music, and that's on both Instagram and Twitter.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.